You are listening to CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The Colorado State Patrol says a cyclist was killed after being struck by an SUV. This was north of Longmont over the weekend. Troopers responded to a report of a crash Friday evening near the intersection of Highway 287 and Boulder County Road 4. The cyclist was a Hispanic male in his mid-20s. He was pronounced dead on scene. Troopers say the 50-year-old driver of the SUV was not injured and remained at the crash site. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Colorado's congressional delegation is backing up Governor Jared Polis's request for a major disaster aid declaration. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The federal declaration would help free up federal funds and aid to deal with the aftermath of the Lee and Elk wildfires in Rio Blanco County. Successful recovery is essential to restoring the county's economy, Colorado's congressional lawmakers wrote. According to the state, the fires caused more than $27 million worth of damage. Polis sent in the request last week. This comes as the Trump administration has been taking longer to approve disaster aid requests and have denied some. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colleges in Colorado that serve large numbers of Hispanic and low-income students are bracing for steep federal funding cuts. The U.S. Department of Education is ending minority-serving institution grants, money that Adams State University President David Tandberg says is critical.
We were in the second year of a five-year grant, and that's going to end within months. And so we'll lose almost 4 years of funding because of the end of this program.
Tandberg says Adams State has used those grants to test student support programs that help all students, not just those of color. And good morning, Lakewood. 55 degrees at last check. Daytime highs in the 70s and 80s all this week for Metro Denver. This is CPR News, and it's 6:06.